The gospel reading today really hit me in a different way, perhaps as a priest. But Jesus said that it is the will of the Father that he should not lose anyone or anything that was given to him, but to raise them up. My brothers and sisters, Jesus came not to be a politician, not to be a revolutionary leader, or not to be this or that person. He came to save us and to continue to nourish us with his own body and blood. In the gospel reading today, we are being reminded in a very clear way that he is the bread of life, and whoever eats this bread of life shall never hunger. And that he wills that we be nourished in him, through him, with him, and with him we're able to share him with one another. He came so that we might not be lost. And he came so that we might have life in him. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters? And will we let go of everything that's still holding us back from loving him fully, completely, honestly, and intimately or not? In the first reading today, we hear that persecution begin to happen in the early church. And the early Christian community had to be dispersed, but they never lost joy in the Lord. Will we lose joy when things don't go our way, when persecution comes, or when life gets hard? My brothers and sisters, we're being called much more than that. May we seek that goodness, that love, that come from the one who nourishes us, so that we bring other people that they might not be lost, but to know how much they're loved by the Savior, by the Redeemer, so that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, they become more Christ-like, to live as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, and to be able to know their dignity, their worth, their mission, their purpose as beloved. And in that, we are free, in that, we're lifted up, and in that, we have life.